Good morning. Welcome back to the show. I am out on my morning walk with the dogs, and I really wanted to pop in here and kind of just like speak on a topic that has definitely been in the forefront of my mind because of just things that I've been going through and kind of like what I have been experiencing. And it's around energy management. And the reason why this is kind of on the forefront of my brain is just over these last several months, I've just really been noticing a lot of shifts in my own ability of what I'm able to hold in terms of like physical capacity, like my emotional, mental, spiritual, all of the things. And I know that has a lot to do with the work that I have been doing behind the scenes in my own healing journey. And it's also this awareness and this being more keyed in terms of my own energy management and what I have created for my own toolkit to better support myself. And it really, really was apparent when I was on this last trip, because I was around a lot of people. There was a lot going on. It was me traveling on a plane, airports, time change, all of these things that could used to really pull me out and really make me not feel well and make me very run down and very tired. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I definitely had some moments of feeling a little tired or I needed to rest or whatnot. But again, that came down to me better understanding what I need to ensure that I can hold everything that I'm doing and not getting pulled out and not going into states that were not conducive for me, my body, my overall health, all of the things. And I think this is a really important conversation to be having, because I think so often many of us are kind of running on autopilot. We are not super tapped in to what we're needing. And I've been there. This is by no means like shaming or judging any of us, because we can all be there. And I still definitely have moments where I'll slip out of that. But I just have noticed that it has greatly shifted, especially in the last several months. And so I kind of want to come in here, talk about it, break it down, and what have been the things that I know have been shifting these things, so that I can start seeing just the shift in my day-to-day, right? Not just in business, which I've definitely seen shifts there, but also just in my life, my marriage, being a mom, just all areas of my life. So energy management, like, what does that even mean? And for me, when I'm thinking of energy management, I'm thinking about sacred energy management. And I kind of giggled and I almost didn't even want to call it that, because I feel like I slap sacred on a lot of different things. But I think it's kind of really important to differentiate between when we're in our sacred process and when we are not. And I kind of talked a little bit about this when I was talking about the sacred yes and the sacred no, right? We can say yes, we can say no, but are we actually saying it from a place that is like deeply aligned with us, our truth, our sacred boundaries, all of the things, right? And you can go back and listen to that episode. I'm not going to go too deep into that right now, but I do like to differentiate, because I think you can have energy management, but is it coming from that deeply rooted sacred space of really being aligned with what you need and what are your practices for yourself? And that comes through better understanding yourself, understanding your needs, really understanding the language in which your body is speaking, really, you know, refining and fine-tuning the things to give yourself what you need. So that's why for me, I attach that word, because I recognize that when I'm really deeply honoring that, that's a very sacred, very sacred thing for me. So just in case you continue hearing me using that, you're like, you understand there is a difference to me personally, maybe not you, but for me, it helps. So I'm looking at sacred energy management. Energy management is anything that we are doing to better support ourselves so that there we have a greater capacity to be able to hold what we're moving through, better able to navigate, better able to support, and just be able to really like honor ourselves, our truth. And we're doing that through being able to kind of nourish ourselves on multiple levels. And so these can be a multitude of things. And I actually saw recently it broken down in like, it was like a blog or something like that. And I was like, ooh, I really, really like this. And maybe I'll try to find where I'd seen it. But it was just so that I could obviously give credit where credit is due. But they were breaking up like that there, the energy that we hold, there's like four different areas that we have that we will be addressing in terms of like energy management. So you have like physical energy, emotional energy, mental energy, and spiritual energy. But what I really liked is how they kind of broke it down in terms of like physical energy is the quantity of the energy. The emotional energy is the quality of the energy. The mental energy is the focus of the energy. And spiritual is the force of the energy. And I don't always like the word force, so I kind of wanted to swap that out. And I was like, I feel like it feels better to say impact, like the impact of the energy. And when I looked at it from that standpoint, I was like, ooh, so that got me excited. And I was kind of journaling on that. I've been kind of like sitting with it for the last couple of days. You guys, it's okay. As I'm walking the dogs, you know, everybody's got their Christmas decorations out. And there was a decoration that was kind of close to them. And they're both like, what the hell is that? They were definitely sketched out by it. Like, we don't like that, Mom. What is it? It was a Grinch. Which I get it, you guys. And then the big inflatables. Now we're walking by a house with gigantic inflatables and they're like trying to speed up a little bit. Like, can we get past the house with the inflatables? Anyways, so I was sitting there and I was kind of reflecting on these things. And when I'm thinking about how I'm supporting myself in these areas, there's definitely different things that I'm doing to be able to help like my physical, my emotional, my mental, and my spiritual bodies in terms of my energy management. And obviously I'm out on my walk, so I don't have like my notes. So I'm gonna try my best to remember some of the things that I was journaling and what I was kind of moving through. But I want you to keep in mind, like all of these things are gonna impact one another and they can kind of be like fluid. Like I think like several things can be in and out of the other. It's not just like, oh, these things are only for physical energy management versus only emotional energy management. And you'll see what I mean when I kind of start breaking it down a little bit. But I just want you to keep that in mind. Like it can be a little bit more interchangeable. It's not so like structurized. It has to be like in one category. So when I'm looking at my physical energy management, right? This is kind of like the things I'm doing for my physical body, the movement, maybe working out, going on these morning walks, you know, getting outside in the sun and the fresh air. I'm thinking about how do I nourish my physical body with the foods that I'm eating, staying hydrated, the amount of sleep that I'm getting, what type of sleep I'm getting, because that does matter when we're thinking about like when we're sleeping, how long we're sleeping, the actual overall quality of our sleep. So these are things that I kind of like connect into like the physical energy of what am I doing for my physical energy in terms of my energy management? How am I supporting the physical body, the body temple, so that I have this quantity of the energy, right? Like, how much can I hold? What's that capacity for my physical body? Now, we, as we break down the other ones, know that we can have quantity and capacity for each of them. It's just a little different. I just liked how when we're looking at the physical body in terms of like what's the quantity of which the body can actually physically hold in terms of our own physical output of what we can physically do. And so I kind of like there is a like I wanted to differentiate that as well. Now when we're looking like at the emotional body, right? So emotions is, I don't know if you know, have ever heard it broken down like this, but I feel like this to me was very super helpful. Emotions are energy and motion, right? So it's this movement of our emotions and this energy. And so how, what does this look like in terms of energy management? So the emotional body, I'm looking at things that I'm doing that are kind of like, that's the maybe more the somatic end of things, because I'm actually moving and processing the emotions through like the body somatically, right? This is where I'm honoring my emotions. I'm honoring my humanness. I'm honoring that piece of myself, right? That a lot of times we don't want to maybe like look at, right? This is the inner child healing work. This is maybe where like, moving through trauma, nervous system regulation work. This is also for me. Oh, what was the other one? Oh, there's another one and it literally just escaped my mind. Oh, did I say inner child healing work? I don't think I did. So inner child healing work to me kind of falls in that realm of emotional energy management. So what am I doing in these areas to help support the emotional body with these areas? Now, again, remember how I said like some things could be maybe kind of like, no, you guys, come on. Yeah. Let's move, both of you. They both like stopped. I mean, they're big dogs. I don't know if you know this. I have like a German Shepherd and then an English Cream Golden Retriever. They're not small dogs. Walter, the Golden Retriever, he's close to 90 pounds. And then the Shepherd, Chloe, she's probably, what are you now, girl? 70? 65? Somewhere in there. Come on, you guys. What are you doing? Come on. Thank you. Anyways, so when we're looking at, what was I saying? The emotional body, how certain things could fall in the same category. So when I'm looking at like nervous system regulation work, that also supports the physical body. It's not just the emotional body, it's also the physical body. And nervous system regulation work kind of impacts also, you'll see like mental and spiritual. But this is where for me, like if I was putting it into when I'm addressing my emotional or I'm energy management, what are those things, right? And for me, that's where they land. It's the emotional end of the spectrum. So now you move on to, what's the next one? Oh, mental. And that's our, the focus, right? And what are we doing for our mental energy management? Come on, you guys. Morning. What are we doing in terms of energy management for mental? These are the things I think of when I'm like subconscious reprogramming work. Maybe it's like meditation. It's more like the logical kind of like looking at different structures. I looked at like even human design, when you think about it, even though some are going to think like, oh, that's more like a spiritual kind of woo-woo-y structure, it's still to me a structure in which I'm sitting there analyzing in terms of like my mental focus, and I'm taking that information and I'm utilizing it in other areas. Thinking like parts work, therapy, talk therapy, all of these things, right? Like this is the energy management of which we're utilizing for our mental energy and the focus that we have. Like, how are we able to focus that energy, the things that we're learning and consuming, and how are we utilizing that information? The last one is spiritual, and this one is the, like I said, it's the, it said force, but I like it to say impact, and the impact that we have with our energy. So energy management in these areas is going to look like, what are the rituals and spiritual practices that we're utilizing? How are we addressing like our auric field and cleansing and kind of releasing the auric body and like the spiritual body in that sense? Like, what are we absorbing? What are we taking in? And this is like, these can be things that are completely, we're not even aware that we're absorbing. So like for me, as a projector, when I'm thinking about like my spiritual body, my auric field, I recognize that a projector's auric field just wants to absorb. It wants to gobble up the energy around it. And there's no way I can shut that off, right? There's no way that I can be like, well, I just don't want my body to do that. I just don't want my auric field to gobble up energy when I am out and about around other people. Like, there's no turning it off, okay? Yet, knowing this about my physical body or my auric field, and see how this can go together with like your physical body, right? When I think about that, I know that these things will happen. I'm going to do certain things in my energy management toolkit. So certain things could look like, so for example, when I was in, when I was in Covington, and I know like, oh my God, I'm going to be out and about, I'm going to be expelling a lot of physical energy, right? And emotional energy and mental energy. I'm going to be expelling a lot of things. My auric field, my body, my spiritual body is going to need a little bit more self-care in my energy management tools. So things that I did was like, I was taking like 2 showers a day. I take a shower in the morning, but then I would take a shower at the end to kind of like cleanse, not just like to wash off my body, because let's be real, it definitely feels good to have a nice clean body to like climb into bed. Like, I'm definitely going to sleep better. And again, that's going to help my physical body and my overall, like how I'm physically going to feel and the capacity of which I can hold. But it's also about just like clearing out everything that I picked up, right? Or I would sometimes, if we would go back to the hotel in between things, just to take a break, I would wash my feet and just cleanse. Like, I knew, I was like, I'm just cleansing out anything I'm picking up, because think of like, we're walking and we're just picking things up along the day, right? And so I just energetically clear out my body, kind of do like a mini cleanse and washing my feet. So that's just a kind of a little tip of maybe for you in terms of adding that in. So it's those spiritual practices, those rituals, the things that we're doing to kind of better help us in that kind of more of like the spiritual sense. Those things too could still look like meditating, nervous system regulation work, somatic work, like how I do soul flow. Those are definitely things that are supporting my auric body, and they're helping me clear out my body or call in certain things to my auric field. So again, they all benefit each other and they work all together. So when you're looking at, okay, now I know these pieces, these are the things that I can start kind of looking at, how am I developing energy management skills in terms of these areas so that I can, you know, have a greater capacity in all of these areas to be able to hold more emotionally, hold more mentally, hold more spiritually, hold more physically. How can I be working with that? For me, it's come down to 2 things I feel like has really shifted. And it's the somatic and embodiment work, which kind of encompasses a lot. It encompasses the nervous system regulation work that I've done, the trauma healing, inner child healing, subconscious reprogramming. What else? Just trying to, I'm like running through the list, but it's a lot of really, you know, doing like, oh, if talk therapy, is another one, that I've done, working with different mentors to support me in my growth, continuing my own education, not just for my clients, not just for my business, but also for myself in my own healing work. Like, yes, I want to learn and I want to grow as a facilitator, but I'm also fully immersing myself in those things for myself first. Like, I am the priority first and foremost, because for me, and this goes with anyone, any facilitator, anyone who's holding space, so even like a mom or anyone really, when you think about it, like, what you're going to be able to hold for others first starts with you. The capacity in which you can hold for someone else is the capacity first of what you are holding for yourself, and being able to work on yourself and make yourself the priority. So I am the priority first and foremost in all areas of my life, and I'm doing the work. Now, I'm not saying I'm like in it every single day. Like, I take breaks. I know when I'm like, ooh, I've been in the thick of it, I need a break. And I had that for, when was that? Like last year, there was a huge chunk where I stopped taking clients. I turned everything off. I wasn't actively in any type of certification. I wasn't actively working with a mentor. I wasn't even doing any like personal development of any kind. You know, I was focusing on other things, and I was really allowing myself just the time and the space that I needed. But again, that goes with understanding, learning this language that my body's speaking, understanding what I need, when I need it, and honoring it. Even when it does not make sense, I'm honoring that. And I feel like how that also came, the second thing that kind of blended in with like that somatic embodiment piece and all of those things that kind of for me fell underneath that category is human design. For me. For other people, they might have other things, but for me, I feel like human design was so pivotal for me as I started learning about that more. And so, let's see here, human design came into my life, when was that? 2017, 2018? Somewhere in there. So, yeah, somewhere in there. 2017, 2018 is when human design came into my life. And I was already in the midst of what one might call like a spiritual awakening of sorts. I was already really like deep in my own self-study and supporting myself and all these things. And I was working with women, it had been around 2017, because I was still working with women online and coaching them, but it definitely looked very different than how I'm coaching women right now. When I very first started mentoring and coaching women, I was working with them in like health and fitness and kind of like business building. And then it was starting to go into like personal development and like mindset work. And it was actually kind of like, that was like the tipping point. Like when I was getting into a lot of mindset work, because, the company that I was working with and my team, and I was kind of really being coined like the mindset girl. And so I was going on speaking on stages, I was going to events and speaking to large groups and really diving into mindset work pretty heavily. And that's kind of what like was the tipping point to me kind of going into my like spiritual awakening and things kind of shifting. So it was somewhere in there that I got exposed to human design. And I've always been kind of a woo-woo-y girl. I loved astrology growing up my whole life. My husband always joked around that he thought he married like a gypsy or like a witch or something, because I was definitely into those things. Like, you know, I'd seen like The Secret and I was learning about manifestation and like attracts like and all these things. But when human design came into my world, it was such a game changer, because for me, like, and I share this, like, astrology is beautiful and I love astrology. And obviously you guys know this, if you've been in my world for a while, like I'll do full moon circles and we'll talk about, you know, the phase, like what sign the moon is in. And I really get down with that. Like, I love doing like full moon circles, and we'll do soul flow full moon circles. And I'm going to be doing, I'm personally not, but I'm attending a new moon breathwork circle. Like, I love working with the moon and the astrology end of things. Like, I like Mercury retrograde, like learning all about that, which we are currently in. I haven't checked. I think we're either like we are or we're like in the shadow of it. I can't remember. So I am aware of it. But for me, like astrology very much is kind of like the weather forecast, right? We have an idea of like what's in the forecast, what's coming up weather wise. So it kind of make you kind of have like a better idea of like, should I grab a coat? Should I grab an umbrella? Should I put on a tank versus a long sleeve? You know, we kind of have that overall kind of like what's in the atmosphere and what are we working with? And then how can I maximize working with that energy based off what I know that is already in my own kind of like weather chart, right? And again, I am not like skilled enough in astrology to be able to like go super, super deep in it. I love listening to other people, and probably about 9 times out of 10, when I'm on a walk and I'm listening to a podcast, it's usually an astrological podcast because I love it so much listening to it. It really activates my one line in human design. If you guys know what a one line is, we're the investigator, the researcher, like that's my rabbit hole. Love that rabbit hole. It's a ton of fun. Also, that's why I think like with Vampire Diaries, it like lights up my one line and I want to learn all the things. And I am, if I could do like a trivia or which the, when I was in, okay, side note, when I was in Covington, the girls I was with, they were like, Jesus, you are literally like an encyclopedia of knowledge of Vampire Diaries. Like the things that I know, it's like on a whole nother level. Okay. Anywho. So for me, that's astrology, kind of the weather forecast. Human design is, I've heard it explained, like people say it's like your energetic blueprint. It's kind of like the guide to your energetic blueprint. It's the science of your auric field. I really like that, like better understanding like the science of your auric field. But for me, really, I think how I usually will typically explain it is as it is this, the energy of which you are exchanging with others. So what you're pouring back out into the world and what you're also absorbing back in to your body. It's also giving you kind of this roadmap or guidebook or kind of more of a structure when we come into somatic work. And this is my viewpoint of it. And this is why I blend the two together. And this is why, how I kind of approach the work when I'm working with clients. This is kind of my area of special expertise, if you will, is human design better helps give this framework of understanding, good morning, of how your body is speaking to you and how it shows up, how you it energetically shows up in your auric field, how it's showing up in your body, how you're, it is literally giving you feedback that you can then start experimenting with and working with to see how that plays out in your life. And so when we're going into the world of somatics and you're going into like inner child healing work and we're kind of understanding like parts work or we're understanding like subconscious reprogramming or all of these things, to me, human design gives you like these areas that can really better support you in that work. And it's very like, it gives like this feeling of confirmation to things. You have no idea how many times I am like either myself or when I'm working with a client and we're working through something. So let's say, for example, the person had always been told all of their life, you know, to be a certain way, right? They needed to be a certain way because that's how you excelled in life, by doing it this way. This is either like the societal norm, or maybe it's the story that the family, the generational story of is of the family, or you know, the school system, the teacher, whatever the case may be, right? Like they're saying like, this is what you have to do, quote unquote, this. And if you don't do it this way, then there's something wrong with you, or you're weird, or you're not going to be successful, or you're blah, 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 right? But on a deep level, it's not working. They feel like they're trying to cram like a, you know, a square peg into a circle hole. They're feeling this doesn't flow for them. They feel like something's wrong with them. They feel like they're second guessing themselves. And then they get this knowledge and they're able to start working with their energy, how their energy is supposed to flow, and start doing the somatic work and the release and all the things that kind of go along, like what I was saying with the embodiment work, inner child healing and the all that stuff. And all of a sudden it's like this confirmation of like, oh, see, I knew that was not, it didn't feel right, but I didn't know why it didn't feel right. Right. And now that I know, like, this is actually how I'm kind of more inclined for my energy to move. And now that I start working with it in that way, it's amazing what's starting to unlock, or how much I'm better able to feel, or how much more successful I am in this area of my life, even though everybody told me I couldn't do it that way. But that's actually like the best way to maximize my own energy in that area. Now I'm using this in very like broad terms, but like I said, when I'm working with a client, we can really dial in and we can kind of look at things and we really get to kind of like examine it all and in a very more personalized way of how to be working with their own energy and maximizing their own energy, and also to be how to be moving out somatically, maybe some like the inner child stuff, trauma work, all of those things. So that's why I blend the two together, because I just feel like they just go hand to hand, in my opinion, and they work so beautifully. And through that, how does this then relate to energy management? With that, then with that knowledge, with these two areas working together in coherence, we can begin to better understand what you need in terms of your own energy management skill sets. What do you need to be able to better give to your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, your mental body? How can you better pour back in to yourself and be able to support yourself? So like I said, the reason why this is so on the forefront of my mind is because I've for years have been working on a lot of this stuff. I've really been pouring into myself and behind the scenes, really like pouring into me, working on the work, developing my own energy management skills that work for me. Like I said, with human design, I'm sitting there and I'm working with my own energy, experimenting with it and finding what actually feels correct for me. And with that, I've noticed how much that has just shifted for me. So it just became so apparent because, again, like I said, I used to go on a trip and I would feel so sick afterwards, and I'd be so mentally drained, emotionally drained, physically drained, spiritually drained. I just could not even, right? I just didn't have enough F's to give. Like there was just nothing left because I didn't have the capacity. I didn't have the ability to hold anything more. My window of tolerance was freaking obliterated and gone. There was nothing there. So over the years, and especially the last 6 months to a year that I've been in my own self-study, it has shifted so much. Now, granted, there's also a lot of things that have gone on. Obviously, if you've been around for a while, you know with my physical health, there are things that I've been addressing. Again, that goes to my physical energy management. I really poured a lot into the energy management of my physical body by helping my physical body get healthy again. And the surgeries that I had to go through, the different protocols that I had to go on, the different things I had to do in terms of nourishment, sleep, all of the things to get my physical body to have that capacity, to have the quantity, because it didn't have, it had zero quantity. So I was sitting there for a while, you know, for years working my business, doing all these things. I was doing the work on myself, but my physical body was just tanking. It couldn't hold anymore. It couldn't hold. It didn't have the capacity. It didn't matter how much of the emotional growth work I was doing, the spiritual growth work, the mental aspect of things. My physical body, it was done. It just could not go on. And so I think that's another key point, is to look at these areas and think like, what area am I not pouring into right now? Am I maybe doing a lot of like, I'm in spiritual growth work, or maybe I'm doing pieces of like the emotional healing work, but I'm not. My energy management, my sacred energy management, see, this is where the sacredness comes in. My sacredness, the sacred responsibility that I have to myself, I know I'm not giving it to my physical body. I'm not nourishing it. I'm not hydrating it. I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm not getting enough, you know, physical movement, whether that's just like even like getting up and stretching. If you're just sitting at a desk all day, like getting up and stretching the body, and or getting out for a walk and getting fresh air, getting out in the sun, getting the vitamin D, like as I'm right now. And I think like this is why I'm walking under a tree right now that's like starting to like full blown fall. I'm loving it. I love fall, you guys. Love it, love it, love it. I just love the colors and the leaves when they start to change. Sorry, shiny squirrel moment. But it's like, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm out literally in all of the elements, and I'm receiving so much right now for not just like my spiritual body, because you could look at this as a spiritual practice too, right? Getting out in nature and really connecting in with nature and these elements and anchoring in with like my auric field and like my energy centers and all of the things, but it's also like for the physical body. I'm moving it in a gentle movement that feels good for me right now. This is what feels the best. Getting this fresh air, the sun, all the things, right? So this is kind of maybe the homework, if you will, is to look at these four areas, start trying to figure out where am I pouring into, maybe where am I not? And it's okay if you notice like I'm not pouring into any. That's totally cool. Or you're pouring into one more than the other. That's totally cool too. Like I said, there's different seasons of life. So look at what's the season of life that I'm in. Is this kind of currently where I'm at? Like for example, like I shut off a lot of stuff so that I could really focus on my body and my physical health. So things shifted because that was the season of life I was in. There was also a season of life when my kids were very, very little, very, very small, and they required a lot from me. And so things shifted because of how I was honoring energy management for myself and what I was able to do for my kids. But again, I'm now knowing what I know now, I probably could look back at those areas, and I know that there were areas even then that I was like, oh, I could have probably tweaked that a little bit or done that a little differently. But you know, we live, we learn, we grow, and we take what we can. And we know that in those times we were doing the best that we could with the knowledge that we had. And that's exactly what I was doing. But again, this is just the experimenting, figuring out what areas I need to maybe pour into, where do I need to maybe, what are the energy management skills? Like if I looked at these areas, what am I doing to help these areas? How am I actually managing that? Do I know what I'm doing? Or do I look at those areas and I'm like, I have no clue what skills or tools or what I am even doing for those areas. And that's, again, it's all feedback. Then it's all knowledge. Now we have a jumping point. Now we know like, okay, I can see where the disconnect is because I don't know what to be doing in these areas, right? And this is, again, maybe a deeper conversation that you could take with, if you're working with a coach, and you could take that back to them, your therapist, or, you know, if you're looking for somebody to better support you, like that's always a conversation that you and me could have if that's something that you wanted to further discuss. But yeah, I hope that this was supportive. I feel like I'm kind of starting to shut it off kind of like abruptly, but it's getting long. I was like, oh my gosh, I just looked down at my phone. It's almost 40 minutes. I'm walking back up to the house and Carter, my oldest, is here with his girlfriend and they're going to be getting ready to leave. So I need to hop back in the house and say goodbye to them because they're going to borrow my car and go up to Sedona and go hiking and do a few things while they're here visiting in town. But let me know if this was supportive. If it was, feel free to share this episode on all the socials. I'll have all my information down in the show notes. And I look forward to talking to you on the next episode.